easy, 'cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out, get out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave Fails. What's going on?
What's up?
How we doing, Katie Cates? How are you?
I'm good. I'm okay. I'm hanging in, you know, living.
This is Date Fails. It is a great podcast where we talk about dating and sex.
And failing and
horrible, horrible choices we made. We are your hosts. I'm Stephen Kramer Glickman.
I'm Kate Quigley.
And this is going to be an amazing episode taped live at the Hollywood Improv.
This is like a special edition because it's just the two of us. It's me and you.
There's no guests.
We're going to share.
We're going to share our feelings.
We're going to share our feelings and our lives and our failures and our more massive failures.
Yeah, well, let's talk about you, Kate, because this is how the conversation started. And I'm not saying this in like a weird way. Like, I'm saying this in a truthful way.
This is normal for me.
You walked in, mm-hmm. You sat down. We were doing a mic test to just see how like things sound. And you walked in and the first thing you said was, I'm feeling depressed. I masturbated 7 times today. Is that like a true thing? Did that really happen?
That really did happen.
Does that happen constantly? Do you masturbate a lot?
Well, yeah. I mean, I masturbate every day. Every day, first thing in the morning. It's the first thing I do when I wake up. Don't you?
You know, I'm like a once a day type
person. Like a midday?
No. It's got to be end of the day. I can't in the morning.
I won't be
motivated to do anything if I do it in the morning.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm done.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. Do you want to hear something funny?
Please.
Swear this is true. This is embarrassing, but whatever. I masturbate in the morning until I have an orgasm that's so powerful, it like springs me out.
Out of bed?
Springs me out of bed. Like, I'll have 2 or 3 orgasms and they'll be good and then a little better. And then I'll finally have one that like sits me straight up and I'm like, I'm ready.
Well, see, if I have sex in the morning, mm-hmm. I jump out of bed. I'm ready to run. I am energized. Any sort of sexual thing between me and the m'lady.
Yeah.
Immediately, I am energized. I will work until 5 in the morning if we have sex at nighttime. Like, I'm like very, it's real weird for me.
That's different for a guy. Usually guys just roll over and pass out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. When it comes to sex, I'm very energized from sex.
Unless you masturbate.
But if I jerk off, I'm out. I fall asleep right away. I don't want to do anything.
I wonder why.
Just depression, I think. I don't know. Or weird emotional stuff.
Do you also jerk off when you're depressed like I do?
Oh, I do sometimes, but it's not a good idea for me. I feel like it's not a good idea. It just makes me more depressed.
Does it really?
Sometimes I'll jerk off. If I'm feeling depressed, I'll jerk off for a little while, and then I'll just stop. Like in the middle and be like, all right, we got our things are feeling good. We're up. We're good.
You stop in the middle?
I'll stop in the middle.
Sails up?
I'll sails up and I'll go, let's start the day. Let's see how this day works out. Yeah. And then maybe later I'll finish things off.
Can I tell you?
It's weird, right? I've got weird habits.
You do.
I got weird habits.
But I keep I'm meeting people with weird habits. Like I met this guy who told me that he never masturbates, ever.
That's crazy.
It is, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's crazy.
So I asked him why, because I was like, maybe it's like, you know, like when fighters don't jerk off or fuck before a fight because they're like trying to like get more, you know, concentration. So I was like, maybe it's like an athlete thing or like I didn't know what it was. So I asked him and he said it just grosses him out to like get himself off. Like he just thinks it's really weird.
Was it my old roommate? Because I've only known one person in my whole life that was like that. And it was my old roommate and this guy, and he was anti-jerk off and he was always stressed out. He was always upset. He was always frustrated with everything, hated his life, couldn't talk to women. And I think that's what it was because this guy wasn't jerking off. I think you have to jerk off.
I do too.
I think it's very important.
I don't understand. This guy's pretty happy though. He seems like a happy guy. Maybe he's hiding something. I feel like if you don't jerk off, you're hiding something. Like something's
wrong.
Or
the thing that turns you on is so freaking weird that you can't even find it on the internet. Like it's just some weird thing.
Ooh.
Maybe he's like really into some like weird stuff.
Shit.
It's possible.
That makes me kind of want to find out.
You should find out.
Now I want to explore.
I've got weird habits though when it comes to stuff like that because I like there are times where I'll do it because I'm like, all right, I need to focus. I need to have a clear mind.
So you mean you won't do
clear.
It?
No, I'll do. I'll jerk off just to get like a clear head.
Oh, okay.
To get my brain totally clear and open. Other times, if I'm really, really stressed out, I'll do it just to like take a little edge off the stress, maybe.
Sure.
But depression. If I'm depressed, I try not to do it because then it just makes me more depressed.
When I'm depressed, I do it all day.
Oh my God.
If I'm really depressed, because it like distracts me. It's like the only thing sometimes that keeps me from thinking about what's, because I'm an obsessive, I have like bad OCD.
Sure.
So I obsess over whatever the thing is that's depressing me. Like I can't stop thinking about it. Like I go crazy. So what I do is I just masturbate all day because it's like, it totally keeps my mind off it. It's the only thing. Everything else, my brain goes back to it.
Well, like when you're going down that road, is there like when you started doing this, like kind of like throughout your life, has there been has there been times when you're here's a better question.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I get flustered. You know, when I talk about you talk about it, you know, it can be flustering because when a guy talks about it, you're like, it's just some guy fucking doing it. But when it's a lady, it gets a little, you
thank
know,
you
it's
for a little more. A lady.
No, you're a lady. It's a little, you got to be. It gets a little flustering sometimes.
I don't do it like for 24 hours, but I'll do it like for, let's say I have the day free and I'm depressed, a couple hours.
Now, what are you watching when this happens? Are you watching pornography? Or are you completely?
I don't need to. I do sometimes, but I have a really good imagination.
Yeah.
But I usually, it's people I've usually either been with or at least made out with or like have some flirtation going with. Like I think about people I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you pull their picture up on Facebook? Or
I don't need
doing
to.
Doing that kind of thing?
No, because usually they look better in my head.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was like a teenager, I didn't have pornography when I was a teenager, you know, because I lived in an old Yiddish shtetl.
You don't say your parents didn't provide that for you?
Yeah, my parents were not providing me with pornography on tap. Well, we didn't have, you know, YouTube and things like this or you know, PornTube or whatever. Just because we just said PornTube, now we're going to get sponsored by PornTube.
Yes. Thank you, PornTube.
Thank you, PornTube.
Is that even a real thing?
I don't know.
Pornhub. It's Pornhub.
Is that one the one you go to?
I do, but you know, I was talking to Joanna Angel the other day, and she told me that I should be paying for my porn.
Name drop.
Just saying.
I'm just
don't want to name drop, but no. Co-hosting the AVN Awards with me. And,
I'm so happy for you that's happening.
Thank you.
That's amazing. I love Joanna Angel.
She's hilarious. We sat down the other day and wrote jokes together, and she is so, so funny. But also, she was very informative about how you need to pay for your porn. Because the quality of porn is diminishing.
You know, here's an interesting thing for our listeners. We recorded an entire porn episode with Joanna Angel and Joanna's boyfriend, who's also a porn actor,
Aaron,
named
Small Hands.
And we recorded, and we had Necro Nikki on the show.
She was adorable.
Was a total freak.
Such a freak.
The episode was so offensive in so many ways.
We haven't released it.
That we can't release it yet. If you guys want it and want to listen to this, why don't you go into our comments on our iTunes and leave some comments for us saying that this is an episode you want to see.
It's very dirty.
It's very dirty.
Very, very dirty.
Like, it's seriously dirty. But if you guys want it, then we'll release it.
Mm-hmm.
So go
they
check that out.
It.
They probably do.
We've been talking about masturbating.
Okay, wait a second. Here's, so when I was a kid, there was no pornography in the house, right? So
sure.
It was all in your head. It's all in your mind, and your imagination was so important. Like, you know, like you'd see a girl on the street, you know, or I'd be in you know, in school with some girl, and I'd remember cleavage, and I'd be like, this girl is so hot.
Yeah.
And then I'd think about it later, and it was like such a big deal back then, that because what you're attracted to, you know, isn't like, you know, like, what does this girl's nipples look like? That didn't matter.
Right.
That stuff doesn't matter.
It doesn't?
I mean, it does matter, but that's not where the turn-on comes from. The turn-on comes from looking, you know, what this person looks like, what their attitude's like, and how it, like, affects you in the way, like, like, you know, you're not, I mean, for the most part, if you see a body part that's a sexy body part, you're like, hey, that's a sexy body part. But, like, we're attracted to people, not parts of people, yeah. I think, completely.
I thought that was more women than men.
I think a little bit. I mean, look, you know, every once in a while I would see something that I, you know, I'd see a you know.
Like a nice leg.
A nice leg.
A nice calf muscle.
I like a nice leg.
Sure.
But if the person attached to the nice leg sucks or is ugly or weird looking or has like a weird attitude or something, you know, that person's ultimately going to be less sexy.
Less sexy, but you'd still hit it.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Absolutely.
There's the difference between men and women. Except for a stripper guy that I did. But like, for the most part, unless...
Wait, when you say stripper guy, it's not a guy who's a stripper. Just so that we're clear.
No, the guy that took me to the strip club. I'm just saying there are occasional guys that are so hot, you're like, all right, one time exception.
By the way, guys, you know, if you ever invite a woman to a strip club, I don't care if you're married to this woman. I don't care if you've been dating this woman for a long time. You're a fucking moron.
I agree.
It is the worst shit.
Why would you do that?
It's so dumb because you know what they think? They go, hey, maybe get a little, you know,
threesome
action or get to watch my girl with some stripper. And what you end up with is you just now have given your girlfriend proof of
that you're an idiot.
That you're an idiot and what a stripper can do to you. Like, if your girlfriend watches you get hard from a stripper, you're fucked.
I
don't know what women.
Dynamic.
Yeah, what women on the planet are like? Oh yeah, this is so hot. My boyfriend just got hard from looking at a naked lady on stage.
The only way that it would be a good move. The only way it would be a good move is if you were like, come down here, babe. And then she came and you acted like she was the only woman in the room, completely ignored every other girl there, and were like so into your girl. But even then, in the back of her mind, she's always like, but he hangs out at strip clubs. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a turnoff.
Yeah, it's not a good move.
Even if you want to be, I want to be the most open-minded chick who's like, it's cool, babe.
Who's romantic at a strip club?
No one.
No, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, it was not the best night ever.
No, I can imagine.
But so you're saying that you now porn has, back to this, now porn has changed things because men are basically, I feel like people are a little more desensitized to nudity.
Very much
right?
so.
Right? Like it used to be like if I would send a guy a hot photo.
Right.
Back in the day, which, you know, you'd have to mail it, but whatever.
Right, hilarious.
I mean, guys would freak out because it's like, how often do you see like a chick that you don't know that well, in a hot photo?
Oh my God, completely.
You know? But now, it's like everybody, you can see anybody naked anywhere with like the internet and Instagram, and it's just, I feel like it's nothing now.
Oh yeah, like we only started getting photos on our cell phones
right.
like 8 years ago,
right?
9 years ago, somewhere in there. And even then it was like the quality was like crap and whatever. Like it's, you know, it's only like a it's a pretty new thing, but it has completely desensitized us.
Like not even taboo anymore. I feel like everybody's like sending each other like hot selfies, and it's just like
nothing now. Completely.
The other day, my guy friend handed me his phone to show me a photo, and literally when his gallery popped up, I saw immediately like 7 photos that girls had sent him that were just in there.
Jeez.
Yeah, but they were all like album covers on his different like he probably has a different album for every girl.
You know what? I had a situation happen where I was talking to. I'm in a relationship, but I was talking to a lady that I'm friends with, and I said, hey, I really like that picture on your Facebook that you posted. I'm looking for a photographer. Do you mind sending me? I told you this, right?
Yeah.
I was like, do you mind sending me the pictures from that shoot? And she was like, yeah, I guess so. And they were just like headshot pictures. And then she was like, yeah, no problem. And so she sent me the whole roll of all the pictures. And they were, every single one of them was a naked photo showing her asshole. I mean, it was just, her asshole was in like half the pictures. It was just tits and asshole and all the, and I was like, what is
asshole,
this?
Asshole, her actual asshole
was in these pictures. I was like, what is this? I was looking for your headshots. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But like, she didn't even flinch about like sending me, you know, 27 naked photos that are the dirtiest photos I've ever. I mean, they're like, they're not
is
Playboy.
She a porn star?
No, she's a like just an actress, like Friends.
She's just an actress. No, she's not.
No, she is just an actress.
Who's taking photos of their butthole?
I don't know. I guess she was maybe considering being in.
She puts those on LA casting. She's gonna get so many fucking auditions.
Yeah, she's gonna get so much work. That's hysterical.
She's gonna be in everything in town.
Oh my god, it was mind blowing. I mean, these are great pictures, but it was like, what the hell is happening right now? This was not, it wasn't even sort of the conversation. Like, it just
But
happens.
People don't think twice.
No, it happens.
That's why my new rule is I don't send nudes anymore. Now I send things that, like, give a hint of, like, sexiness, but make you still want to see more.
Yeah, because I think sometimes if a guy is only into, if a guy is like a chronic masturbator,
right,
and he's like jerking off to, you know, a bunch, and he doesn't have time to like go on dates, like if he thinks that he's like, oh, I don't really got time for this shit, right?
Ugh.
If he doesn't make you a priority,
yeah,
like if he doesn't make you a priority and you send him a naked picture and he hasn't actually seen you naked in real life yet,
right,
I think that actually might cancel out.
I agree.
The date. I think it could ruin
it.
Yeah.
It
could. It kind of sucks, but I think it could.
I think it could too. That's why I really believe the theory that if you show them everything too soon, they'll kind of be like, nah, seen it. And they'll go after something they haven't seen yet.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Because then it's exciting to, like, go and look for something you haven't seen yet.
The chase.
I don't know.
Blah.
I mean, you know, I don't know if that's 100% true for everybody. I don't know. If you guys are listening to this and you think I'm wrong, you know, let me know in the comments.
Oh, they will.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Let's talk about how I've caught feelings for someone who doesn't live here and how I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, God. Kate, is that... So that's what's happening?
Here's what's happening, okay?
All right. Tell me what's happening.
Listen, I can't believe I'm going to talk about this, but let's give the
listeners... You should talk about this. It's important.
All right. So there's this guy. He doesn't live here. We met on social media. Long story short, it's been a few weeks. We've literally talked on the phone. And I never do this, by the way. I never like spend this much time talking to someone. But we talked on the phone the first day. He actually called me. He didn't just text. We talked on the phone for like an hour. We like really clicked.
Yeah.
Since then, every day he texts me all day. He face chats me constantly. And I'm talking like he's at his job and he's like texting me from work. He's like calling me from work. He's like every night, every morning. Good night. Good morning. It's almost like dating.
Wow.
It's dating.
Yeah.
But with no, we've never met in person. But it's weird because like I was like, listen, I'm really not like putting anything into this because we've never met in person. I don't know if there will be any chemistry. And I told him that. I go, we need to meet soon because we need to see if there's chemistry.
Right.
I don't want to start to feel something for some dude that I might not even be attracted to in person. Like, who knows?
Sure.
Right? He said, that's not a real thing. What are you talking about? There's always chemistry. When we meet, there will be chemistry. So my first question is, before I get into anything else.
Sure.
Do guys not have the chemistry thing? Because for girls, like, you could be perfect on paper, but when we kiss, it could be like kissing my brother. There could be no spark. There could be no heat. Even if I think you're good looking.
I think chemistry has a lot more to do with being in love than it does having to do with sex for guys.
Really?
I think a guy will basically fuck a mattress. Like, a guy will fuck a couch. I don't think that that's
nice
part
leg.
Of it. Yeah, a nice leg. But I think when it comes to actual feelings and that kind of stuff, that, like, a guy can kind of say, and a guy can say whatever he wants. Like, oh, chemistry's not a big deal, whatever, whatever. But once you guys are actually in the room together and you're looking at him and he's seeing you and you guys are having a moment, you're going to know right away whether or not this is like a real thing or it's just going to be something that happens and it's done. I think. That's what I think.
Well, So then here's what's fucked up about society now with all this social media and stuff. It's like you can have basically like this feels like dating. So the other day... like I told him I was going out at night and he was like, with who? And I was like, my friend. And he's like, a guy. And I was like, well, yeah, but we're just friends. And I could tell he was like jealous.
Right. Yeah.
But we've never even met yet.
Well, this is how shows like Catfish get it like exist.
Right.
You're lucky enough that this guy is verified
person.
On.
Right.
Like you met him through a verified account. Right.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
All right, yeah. So if you met him through a verified account...
I know he's a real person.
You know he's a real
and
person.
And we face chatted, though.
Yeah. And you guys have face chatted. You know who he is.
Yeah.
All right. But like, you know, the, yeah, if, you know, if you didn't, this could be just some, you know, fat Chinese woman
it still could
living
be.
In Florida.
It still could be. It could be. Really good makeup artist.
Really good makeup.
And, but here's,
great
here's,
special
okay,
effects.
So here's where it gets, there's more. Okay. So like this weekend, he was off work and he could have come out here. And he kind of said like, I might come out this weekend. And like, I totally thought he was going to. And then he went somewhere else. He took a trip with the boys, like a boys' weekend, right? Still texting me and face chatting me and calling me like all weekend, but now I'm a little irritated because I'm like, okay, why are we talking so much? What's the point in all this?
Well, I think you need to put down an ultimatum and be like, I need to see you before the end of the year. You need to come out
I think so too.
Before the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, or he needs, I want to go there. I could go there, but I need him to pay because I'm
yeah. Like, yeah.
I know, but I don't know how to
you
say
need
it.
A, well, no, you need to have, he needs to pay and he needs to put you in a hotel.
Yeah, how do I say that without him? He has, he's, here's what he keeps saying. He keeps going, come out here, come out here, come out here, get on a plane. But he hasn't offered.
Oh, the, you just, the next time he says, come out here, be like, buy, just write, buy a ticket and I will be there.
Okay.
Get, just fly, or say, fly me out. I'm a comic.
I actually kind of like said that. I was like, I'm a comic. I'm not making $1 million a year out here.
Yeah, like you can fly me out and put me up in a hotel and I'll come out. Like if you're, I mean, you can find a nicer way of saying it, but you need to say that.
I'm going to have to say it. I just hate asking for money.
Well, you don't have to ask. You're not asking for money. You're asking him if he wants to take you on a date. He
that's
can either,
the price.
He, yeah, you can be like, look, I'm, and you can even say it, say, I'm not comfortable. It's not like I'm asking you for money or I'm asking you for, like, make be like, this is super uncomfortable that I even have to say this to you.
That's a good idea.
Be like,
that's a good move.
I'm uncomfortable even saying this to you, but if you want to see me and you live in some other place and you're making, like, I'm living here, you're living there. If you want to take me out, either you fly here and stay in a hotel and we'll go out on some dates, or you fly me out and put me up in a hotel. It's the only way it's happening.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to
say should.
It. You should. I've been holding
it.
Back because this is the thing about me. I never date rich guys on purpose because I feel awkward, because I feel weird when guys spend money on me, and I always worry they'll think that's why I'm dating them.
Right.
Because there's so many chicks that are gold diggers. So I go the opposite way, and I'm like, don't spend any money on me. I'm fine. Which I can't afford it. I can't afford to fly out there all the time.
No. Come on.
Yeah.
You don't have time for that. But you know what? When I was doing Big Time Rush, I flew out, I think I flew two or three girls in to like come stay
sure.
with me.
Yeah.
Or I put them on a train, you know,
oh.
from across the country.
Why did you put them on trains?
Put them in a Greyhound bus.
You did not. You put them on
but
a train.
I'm putting you on a Greyhound bus. I'm sending you out here.
Did you at least get them like the nice car?
No. I said, fuck it. You're sleeping on the floor
sleeping
on the train. Hop on an Amtrak and get your ass out here, lady. You're interested. I'll buy you a train ticket.
Oh, you're
you
such
can,
a catch.
You can come
man.
Out from Kansas.
Such a catch.
No. I flew a girl in from that I had a long distance relationship with mm-hmm. from Louisiana. And she came out here and spent like 5, 6, 7 days staying with me. And it was a really, really great time. And the chemistry, like we had met in person and then not seen each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And so we knew that there was chemistry between us, but we'd only seen each other one time.
Got it.
So it was like, it was very small amount of chemistry to like decide later if that was going to be, you know, a big deal or not.
It's just like in a weird way when you do the long distance thing, like I feel closer to this person in a few weeks than guys that I date out here that I see maybe once a week because we like are talking more.
Yeah.
So it's like you get to know each other faster, and then it's just it's weird.
It's depressing, and it's hard. It's hard because you suddenly feel closer to someone that you've never met in
person.
Right.
Like I actually felt a little guilty the other night when he was kind of jealous because in my mind I was like, I do want to date people because he's not here, but then I feel kind of guilty because there's like, it's like he's giving me more attention than any other guy. So then I feel a little bad. So it's a weird.
You just need to put your foot down and be like, look, I really want to spend time with you, and I don't want to, I would feel guilty if I went out with somebody else right now, and I would like to spend some time with you.
Think I should say that?
Yeah, it'd be like, I'd like to see what this could be. I'd like to see what this is, and I think you should fly me out, or you should fly in.
I'm doing it.
I think you should do it.
I'm do it.
Kate, you are a ballsy motherfucker.
I'm so ballsy. You're in every so other ballsy. Aspect, but not when it comes to men.
Just balls up, girl.
I'm gonna balls up.
I appreciate that.
I'm gonna balls up.
I'm proud of you. I think you
I'm
can
nervous,
do it.
I'm nervous, and I'm gonna report back after I do it and let everyone know what happens.
All right, that sounds pretty good.
I brought questions from our listeners.
All right, I have some questions too.
We have questions.
All right, you go first.
All right, these are questions from Instagram, and then I also have questions for you.
Okay.
Let me start with one for you.
Okay.
Just one for you. So I'm gonna name two women. One you have to have an hour of sex with, including going down on them. And one you have to have an 8-hour conversation with, and you get to choose.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
So, start with this. Britney Spears or Kim Kardashian? One an hour of sex, one 8 hours of conversation.
Oof.
You're stuck in a room, 8 hours.
I would have sex with Kim Kardashian and I'd talk to Britney Spears.
For 8 hours. That's not so bad.
I think I'd kill myself if I had to talk to Kim Kardashian for eight hours. I don't think I can handle that.
Okay.
That's not bad. And you know what would be great with Britney is she's so many stories.
Britney would be great. We'd have her on the podcast.
Oh, God. She'd be amazing. Justin Timberlake.
I always say I'm in my Kevin Federline phase right now.
Oh,
Britney could help me through it.
I love Britney.
I do too, actually.
She'd be amazing.
She's our dream guest. If anyone listening is friends with Britney,
please.
And I could tell her how my car is named after her, but I won't tell her why because there's a lot of bad jokes about her.
What are the jokes about your car?
I say that my car is named Britney Spears because it's really wide and white and a lot of men have been in and out of it.
Jesus Christ.
And it was kind of pricey back in the day but loses value really quickly. And, there's a lot of reasons. It's really beat up now.
It makes a lot of bad decisions.
It doesn't look as good as it used to.
It only plays shitty, shitty music.
Exactly.
I think she definitely will want to come on the show now.
I love you, Britney, though.
We love you, Britney.
One time I tweeted that joke. I tweeted a joke about why my Hyundai was named Britney Spears, and I got so many angry Britney fans tweeting at me. And I was like, people, I love Britney. It's a joke. I love Britney. Britney.
Yeah.
Okay, same question.
Toxic was one of the greatest songs
and
ever released.
And her body is my, I know. Still my goal body.
I know. She's so hot.
I know.
I
can't believe you wouldn't fuck
her. I would
fuck Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
because you wouldn't want to talk to her for 8 hours.
No, you know what happens. If you fuck Kim Kardashian, you're famous forever. That's
only
just...
if you're black.
Ooh.
Has she even fucked a white person?
No, but then I'd be the first.
Ooh.
What?
That's hot.
I'm currently wearing my Kangol hat.
Let's move on.
So I'm feeling good.
To the same question, two different women. One sex for an hour and one 8 hours of conversation. Hillary Clinton, Sarah Palin.
Ooh. That's an easy one.
Is it?
I would fuck...
Don't forget oral.
Oh, and you have to go down on her too?
Yes.
Oh, I would fuck Sarah Palin, but only if it was anal.
No, regular sex.
Oh, come on.
Why?
I just want to fuck Sarah Palin in the ass for as long as possible. Oh, I want to fuck her until she sees Russia. That's what I want to do.
Oh my God. I see
Russia from here. I can see Russia from my house.
That's great. That's a great
And then
answer.
I just talked to Hillary Clinton I guess I'd have to talk to
8
Hillary
hours.
Clinton. Oh, God. It'd be horrendous.
Made me cry. This is the last one.
Okay.
Okay. Rosie O'Donnell, Roseanne Barr.
Oh, God.
Ugh. I think you'd love this game.
This is rough, man.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Rosie O'Donnell or Roseanne Barr. Well, no. I think I would go down. I'd have sex with Rosie O'Donnell because I think she's a very beautiful woman.
Look,
I'm a big League of Their Own fan.
I'm crying.
Okay, I'm a League of Their Own fan.
I am too.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so good in that movie.
I would have sex with her and I'd go down on her and then I'd try to see if I was as good as a lesbian because she's been with a lot of ladies.
She could give you great tips. She could give me great lesbian.
Well, yes. Yeah, she'd give me great tips.
Yes.
And then Roseanne. Who wouldn't want to talk to Roseanne?
Totally.
I really say that because
I love her.
Then I would get a chance to hang out with Roseanne and actually talk to her for a long period of time.
Oh, she'd be another dream. Yes, yeah. I love her.
And I'd love to get some good tips, from Rosie. So it's actually not such it's a pretty good question.
You know, I'd even take that one.
Yeah.
Fuck Rosie O'Donnell.
Would you?
Yeah. Just to talk to Roseanne Barr. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah. Wow, that was a fun one.
That was really great. All right, I got one for you. I got one for you. When was the last time you were surprised by a guy's penis? Well, this could be anything. It could be seeing it when you weren't planning on seeing it.
Oh, my God. The other day, I offered to buy a homeless man a cup of coffee, and he whipped his dick out.
No, what?
Yes. It was on my street. I was periscoping. Oh, no. I was taking a Snapchat photo, and this homeless guy kind of walked up behind me to see what I was doing. He kind of freaked me out. And then I thought, since he's here, I'll see if I can buy him a coffee, and that could be a fun periscope. So I was like, hi, I'm going to Starbucks. Do you want to get a coffee with me? And the guy was like, what? And literally took a step back and whipped his dick out.
Ah!
And he was only like 3 feet away from me. It actually kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
And he started shaking it a little and then I just ran.
Oh my God.
I ran away. I was like, never mind.
Oh my God, Kate.
That's
oh my
the
God.
Last time I was surprised by penis.
Wow, that is amazing. That's the best answer you could have ever given.
I'm glad you said it could be anything because I was just thinking like big, small, but yeah.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Other than that, I've had a lot of those kinds of penis surprises.
You've had a lot of guys pull their penis out?
Kind of. When I lived in Chicago, it used to happen fairly often on the train and also on the train track, like on the stop waiting for the train. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy people out there that just whip their dicks out. And I get a lot of dicks in my Snapchat also.
What?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's not okay.
I know.
But has there ever been a time where someone has surprised you with a picture of a penis or surprised you in real life with a penis that you were happy about?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Someone sent me a photo, and I hate dick pics, but this made me laugh out loud. Someone sent me a photo. Oh, God, I wish I had it. I'll have to tweet it. I didn't know it was a dick because it looked like a shoe and a high heel, but it's actually a penis and balls in a shoe. It looked like a foot in a high-heeled shoe, but it was actually a dick and balls at closer glance. But at first, you just couldn't tell, and it's hard to describe, but it made me laugh out loud.
Well, you know, I think that's a very good lesson for our listeners is if, you know, guys, you know, if you're ever sitting in a car with a sexy lady and you whip your dick out for no reason, or you're a homeless person and you whip your dick out for no reason, or if you make it funny, a beautiful girl like Kate will appreciate it.
Maybe not in my car, but if you
no, not in your car, but if you make it funny, you make it funny. Almost anything's okay.
Great, Glickman. Now people are going to come up to me on the street and like whip their dick out and start doing puppet show, like puppet show of the penis.
You know what I once did, which I thought was very funny, is a girl said, "Send me a picture of your penis." It was like we were dating,
sure,
and she said, "Send me a picture of your penis," and I said, "Okay," and she goes, "But." Put something in the picture. Oh, for size,
yeah.
So I can see.
Sure,
you know. So, this is not a joke. I had gone to a gifting suite, one of these like things where they give you all the free stuff, and some of the free stuff they'd given me was little miniature handmade furniture. I don't know why I had it, but it was like a little mini rocking chair and something else. So I put that stuff out like a diorama and then just to put my dick.
Like a whole living room?
Yeah. So I had like, there was like a rocking chair next to my penis
sofa.
And a small ottoman, you know, and a little lamp, little
hilarious.
Miniature lamp. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's so funny.
I used that picture for a few years, actually.
I will say funny dicks are better than, like, I don't love dick pics, but if you're going to send one, a funny one is a good thing to send.
Let me ask you this. What about balls? Where are you in the balls
in terms
realm?
Of seeing them?
Yeah, when a guy, like, because I've known girls who are like, I am anti-balls.
What?
I want nothing to do with the balls.
I love the balls. I don't like hairy balls. I like
no,
when
they
guys,
have to, you
yeah,
got to clean them up a little bit.
You got to clean them up. But I'm good with balls.
Yeah, you're not anti-balls?
Not at all. As long as they don't smell.
I knew. I think the first girl I ever dated, she was anti-balls.
Who is anti-balls?
She was very anti-balls.
I don't even understand. Like, she wouldn't put her mouth on it. She wouldn't didn't want to see them, touch them.
Wouldn't touch them. She was like,
so
they're
she
weird.
Had, like, weirded out by balls the way people are weirded out by feet.
Yeah, but you know what? Not to shit on her physically is I maybe I was young. This was my first girlfriend. I was like 18, 19 years old okay. when this happened. If I, you know, in the beginning of my relationshipy stuff, if I was Maybe I wasn't using the right kind of body wash. Maybe I wasn't making things smell great. Because now, maybe they did. Because they nowadays, people love the balls. Mm. You know, nowadays I got
so
lots of ball fans.
Not them.
It might have been me.
Well, I will say that there's like, nothing worse than smelly balls.
Oh, smelly ball, smelly dick, ugh. Smelly vagina. Look, just keep it clean. All
one
right,
time,
folks.
I was dating a guy. I gave him a blowjob. This was my first ever bad smelling blowjob experience.
How old were you when this happened? Well, don't say your age. Were you a young person? This is very young.
No.
This is recently?
Well, it was since my divorce.
Oh, so this is like a recent thing.
Because, well, like, before I was married, I only hooked up with one person before my ex-husband. Then my ex was a very clean guy, clean balls, all that shit.
Right, clean
balls.
There
was a guy after him, so I was older, because
right, yeah.
I was like 30.
Right.
But I was giving this guy head, and his balls smelled so bad. And Glickman, this shows you the kind of person I am. I'm so nice and polite that I didn't want to hurt his feelings. So I finished. Oh, I thought I was going to throw up. I almost threw up like 4 times. Like, it was so gross. And after that, I broke up. Like, I told him I could never see him again the next day, and I never told him why. And I've thought about texting him and being like, I wonder if I should just tell him, hey, man.
Well, because, you know, we...
clean your balls.
Nobody ever said to me when I was growing up or to any guys I know, hey, make sure your balls are super fucking... make sure they're nice and shaped. Shaved or not shaved, but trimmed. Make sure the hair. Make sure it's nice.
Yeah, guys
no one
don't
says
pay
shit.
As much attention to that. Like I know. Like I'm always fuck ready. Always
sure.
Fuck ready. I always am every day. You know why? Because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Seriously, the same reason I keep my legs shaved all the time. Like I'm never like a hairy chick because I feel better.
Right.
And then I also know if I happen to meet someone, it's never going to happen because I never do it. But if it did happen, I'd be ready to go. Guys don't think like that. Guys are just like, I mean, guys just don't, they don't put that courtesy.
They don't
out
wash
there.
Their ass. They just kind of walk around.
Yeah, walk around with shit in there.
Yeah, walk around with just smelly ass bitches. I know. It's the worst. Guys, if you're listening.
Keep your shit clean.
Wash your fucking balls.
Please.
For God's sake. Kate will, you know. If Kate goes down
I've changed.
On you,
I'm not as nice as I
she's
used to
not
be.
As
if
nice.
I go down on you now and your balls smell, you will get the boot immediately.
Yeah, you're
see how
you're
much
out.
I've grown, Glickman?
You've grown so much.
Should I give you another Instagram?
Yeah, you asked me one.
This is from one of our Instagram followers. Let's see. Oh, this is a good question. How much of a deal breaker is it if the guy or girl has a terrible sense of humor?
Oh, I'm out immediately.
Right?
Yeah, I'm out.
Me too. They have to make me laugh.
They have to make me laugh, or they have to get my jokes.
They have to get your jokes.
Yeah.
But what's more important?
Getting my jokes or making me laugh?
Yeah.
Both are important.
They got to do both?
They got to be funny.
I agree with that.
Yeah. No, Rachel's hysterical. My girlfriend's very funny.
She's so funny.
She's so wry and weird.
You guys are so cool, though. Like, you're so, like, cute together. And just, I love her. I love her.
She drives me nuts. She's so funny.
That wasn't the best question. That's too easy. Let me ask you another one.
All right. What about you? Do they have to have a good sense of humor?
Have to.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't make me laugh, I can't. I'm not attracted to a guy that doesn't make me. In fact, I was hooking up with a guy, a comic, who I was into him, and then I saw him perform. And I had never seen him perform. And then I saw him perform, and I didn't like his jokes. And I was, like, immediately turned off. I couldn't. That was it for me.
Yeah, no. There's no way.
If I don't think you're funny, it's like dry vagina.
Yeah, no. I've had... No, don't get me wrong. I have had sex with women that are not funny.
Sure.
But I've even gone out with comics, female comics, that were not funny.
Of course.
But I've also gone out with female comics that were hilarious.
Mm.
I've actually gone out with a couple girls that were so funny when I dated them that I told them they should start doing stand-up, and then they started doing stand-up, and now they're comedians.
Are they good?
They're good.
They're good comedians?
They're good. They're funny. Yeah. Interesting. They're out there in the world doing their thing and being hilarious in their own way.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Somebody asked on Instagram, loving comedy so much, why is one of the rules to not date another comedian? Because, you know, everybody says, like, I don't date comics. Like, everybody says, I don't date comics.
Yeah. Well, why? What's the reason behind
this, Kate? My reason for not dating comics is because if you date, because it's a small circle. It's like a high school. It's basically a high school.
You're going to see them again.
You're going to see them. You're going to be on shows with them. So it's like,
you're going to have to introduce them on stage. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to introduce you on stage.
Yep, exactly.
It's like dating someone at work. People don't realize that it's like dating someone you work with.
Even worse, because let's say you're a Starbucks barista and you fuck the other Starbucks barista. You guys bump shoulders. You have to work together. You might annoy each other. Stand-up comedy, you're like bearing your soul on stage.
Yeah.
Some nights you eat a bag of dicks. Who wants to be that vulnerable and then like bomb in front of someone that has seen you naked? Like, it's like
the worst
feeling.
That's the worst thing in the world.
So for that reason, I won't date a comic unless it's someone I know I'm not going to see because they're like really never here. Like they're a New York comic I see once a year or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I dated a few stand-up comedians, and of the few that I've dated, I see one or two of them around now and then, and it's fine. But for the most part, you know, like, it's weird when you run into someone you've dated or you've slept with and you're trying to do stand up and be funny. And because then you're like, why am I supposed to be funny for you? You weren't funny for me. Like, it wasn't fun to be with you, but now I have to entertain you.
And
you know what happened? You know
what? Do you do jokes about them?
You know, when I dated that girl and we broke up here at the Improv, right?
You broke up with a girl at the Improv, a comedian?
A comedian. I was
didn't
dating.
Know that.
We broke up at the Improv. Oh my God, this is a horrendous story. Are you ready for this? Oh, this is bad. This is going to be really bad.
Do people see it? Tell the story.
Yeah.
Tell the story.
All right, same. I'm dating this girl, and we're dating for a while, okay? And we're like, you know, doing all the lovey-dovey stuff, and we're sleeping together, and we're having this great time. Mm-hmm. And she turns to me one day, and she's like, listen, I don't think that we should be together. I don't think we should still date. And I was like, this is just out in the world. We were on the phone. So I don't think we should still date each other. I'm like, why? What's the matter? You know, what are you talking about? This was before I was on Big Time Rush. She goes, I don't think that we should be together anymore. I'm like, well, why not? She goes, look, I think it sets a really bad example to people to see us together. Because I'm really hot and you're really overweight.
What?
And she goes, and what it's doing is it's like reinforcing that it's okay to be overweight because you can date a hot girl. So I think it's
what the fuck.
This is a true. This is true.
This girl.
She said
Glickman.
This to me. She goes, I don't think it's fair for us to be together because I'm setting a bad precedent.
I hate her
to women in general that you should date someone, or to men that they can be fat and still date a hot girl. So I think that we should break up. I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? We've been together for like a few months at this point.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what, you just had a change of, did you suddenly realize I was fat after like a few months of being together? She's like, no, I was talking to like a friend and they told me that they think it's a bad, you know, that it's whatever, right?
What?
So I'm brokenhearted, right, over this, right? And then she like realizes that she's wrong and whatever, and she comes around and like we start dating again. But now it's like in the back of my head.
I can't believe you took her back.
I did.
What a bitch.
I'm an idiot. She's really hot.
She's super hot.
But I was like, son of a bitch.
She's your stripper guy.
Right. So I'm like, well, all right. I guess I'll keep dating her. And so like we dated for a little while longer, and then we came here to the, she asked me to come to the Improv to watch a show that she was putting on. She was helping to put on the show, and all the comedians on the show were like 6 years old. They were all like little children comedians.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted me to come see the show. So I said, all right. So I come down here to the Improv to come see the show. And I get here and there's no ticket. She hadn't gotten me a ticket and it's sold out. So I'm like, well,
you needed a ticket?
I needed a ticket to come to the show.
Okay.
So I'm like, look, I don't have any tickets. It's literally to capacity inside. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
She's like, well, you should have bought a ticket ahead of time. I'm like, you know what? You should have, you invited me to come. You should have put something aside for me. We're dating. You're my girlfriend.
Right.
She's like, look, I want to talk to you about that. Okay. Let's go upstairs and go talk. I'm on the next show. I'm on the 10 o'clock show. That's the 8 o'clock show. Okay. We go upstairs to the upstairs of the improv. We sit down and she's like, look, I've been thinking about it a lot. I know that, you know, we've been trying to make this work. But the truth is, I went hiking the other day with a friend of mine and we were talking and I really want to date a guy. I really want to marry a guy someday where I could have kids and my kids could like play with their dad on the floor, go hiking with their dad. And oh, you know, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to go hiking and go do. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I go hiking. I'm a hiker. I hike. I can, well, look at me. I walk up the side of a mountain. I'm a hiker now. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, you know, I just feel like it's too, you know, whatever. It's not fair. And you're bald, you're like losing your hair and you're really, you know, I think it's for the best that we break up. And I'm like, I can't fucking believe that you're doing this. Like, this is the worst thing. You're the worst person. At the improv upstairs, right?
Here in this room?
Yeah. Yeah, no, upstairs. Well, we're this in the room across from here that used to be above the restaurant. Right. So we break up and I'm pissed, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't fucking believe this girl, right? I go downstairs and they go, all right, you're going on, you know. So yeah. I'm like, great, now I have to go perform, right? I go on to the 10 o'clock show. I start performing, sold out show. She walks in and sits down in the front row.
No.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And I go, you know what? I go, guys, I can't do this right now. I go, listen, I'm sorry, audience, but me and this girl just broke up, and she's sitting here in the front row.
You should have ripped her. Tell me you ripped her.
Oh, no. And I go, I really don't think that this is an appropriate thing for you to be here. I think that you should leave because I don't want to perform for you. I think that's weird, yeah. Right? Isn't that weird? And everyone's laughing and you're like, yeah, applauding.
This had to be the most awkward.
So uncomfortable.
So awkward.
And she goes, just tell your jokes. Just tell your jokes, okay? I'm here to watch just like anybody else. And I go, you know what? If you stay, I'm only going to talk about you. I'm just going to make fun of you until you leave. That's how this is going to work.
Yeah.
Or, and she goes, do whatever, say whatever. And I go, guys, let's talk about this girl real quick. Let's talk about her. All right. I said something like, I don't know. You know, it doesn't matter, hon, if you're anorexic or if you're bulimic. If you know how many calories are in semen, you're a whore. And the fucking room went crazy, and she stormed out, okay?
I love
you. Goes out, furious. Such an asshole. She leaves, and I continue the show, right? I'm like, right, where was this? Right, I have a great set. We finish the big show. She calls me later that night. I don't answer the phone. I'm done.
Yeah.
Right? She calls me the next day. I don't answer the phone. She calls me the next day. She's calling me for like days and days and days. Right? Sending me texts. I blocked her.
You just ignored her.
Done. Stop talking to her. Right? 2 months later, I get a text from her. It goes, yeah, hey, listen, I really think that we should talk. I'm like, I don't see what the point is. We've already, like, I think we've established that you're not attracted to me and that you're an asshole. Like, I don't see it. And she's like, I've really learned a lesson and I need to talk to you about it. Can I talk to you on the phone? Sure, no problem. Get on the phone with her. She's like, I need to see you in person. I'm like, fine, meet me at this restaurant, right? We get together to meet at this little coffee shop. She shows up. Here's what had happened to her. She had left the club, gone home after this fight that had happened with me insulting her in front of the audience, right? And us breaking up. She goes home. She's crying, okay, and upset at home. She's stressing out so much that she starts brushing her hair, okay?
Oh, God.
As she's brushing her hair, her alopecia from her childhood kicks in, which is it's an illness where you lose your hair.
Oh, my God.
So all of her hair starts falling out while she's brushing her hair. So by the following day, she's bald.
She's not bald.
She is bald.
And you're like, look who's bald now, bitch.
Then she has to get shots of cortisone.
No.
Which makes her gain fat. Gain weight. So when I see her, she weighs 20 pounds more than she did. And she's bald.
And she's like, take
She caught fat and bald for me.
She caught Glickman.
It's so fucked up. But that's 100%. That is the 100% true.
Oh my god.
That's some karma shit.
This
right
is
there.
The best date fail of all time. That is fucking amazing. You just told the best story I've ever heard. That's the best story ever. She caught fat and bald.
She caught fat and bald for
me. She got exactly what she deserved.
She did.
And that semen joke. I hope you still do that joke. That is so funny.
You know what? I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna bring it back.
Oh man.
I'm gonna bring
it back into her stuff. That was like maybe like a perfect holy shit ending. That
I think so too.
Dope.
Listen, I love doing this show with you. I think it's so awesome. And this is part one, and we should do a part two. I think we should do more.
Yeah, we should do a part two.
Yeah. Look, I love doing this. I can't wait to hear what happens with you and this guy.
Me too.
And very exciting. Kate, where can people find you?
People can find me at KateQFunny and on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.com/KateQuigley.
And you can find me at Stephen Glickman, Stephen Glickman, and on Twitter and Instagram. And I love you guys. Thanks for checking out Date Fails.
Bye.
Peace.